It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Hi Sam, how are you?
Good morning, I am great. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Now we're going to talk today about a TV show which we have talked about in the past, but I'm interested to get your views on it as well.
Yeah.
It keeps coming up on the must-to-do list for me.
Well,
I've seen a couple of eps, but tell us all about Legion.
So Legion just started its second season. Its third episode is coming out tonight, I think. And I'm a big X-Men fanboy, like a big comic book nerd, used to just go to the library and read comic books all the time. So seeing an X-Men TV show be this good is actually just like warming my heart.
Okay, for those people who aren't comic nerds, what makes the X-Men different?
X-Men are basically the allegory for like gay or the minorities in our society. They're mutants, not superheroes, and they're like hated by society. It's not really a big deal in this TV show. Like a little bit is, but it's not like the huge like driving factor. But David Haller, the Legion character, he is Charles Xavier's son. So
what's a Charles Xavier?
James McAvoy or Patrick Stewart in the films. If you've watched any of the films, that's who Professor X is.
So he's sort of the guy who's
the big guy.
Pulled
them
all together
in the X-Men.
But he brought them all together, right?
Yeah. And this is about his son. He's not in the show himself, but like this is about his son. And he's a schizophrenic mutant who can like basically control the whole world with his mind, which is kind of terrifying and kind of great because it makes for great TV.
The whole world? Like the whole world?
Like so in the comic books he's got reality bending powers, but only
so
if
he could flatten a house in Torbay and then sort of build,
go on by and like make it whip himself up
fly
some gyoza and do everything. He's pretty great. So the first season is all about whether he can trust himself. Like that's the main arc. It's like, is he schizophrenic or is he just a mutant? Is he hearing voices in his head because he can hear everyone in the world?
Is he schizophrenic or is he just a mutant?
Yeah, and it's kind of just like
hearing voices in his head.
Jesus, that is so good. But yeah, so basically it's like this really trippy, weird, psychedelic, but like beautifully written TV show. And so I'm kind of a bit of a nerd in the fact that I will watch like a TV show breakdown after the season's finished. So I went back into my research last night to like watch the season one breakdown, and there is so much more to the show than you see when you first watch it. Like
You shouldn't have to learn that in the breakdown.
No, but if I'd taken the time to binge it again, I might have seen it myself. But like,
were you skim binging?
Well, I was trying to research for you, man. I was trying to get on the airwaves and talk to you about it. So basically, season one's all about whether he can trust himself. Season two now is about whether he can trust anyone else. And it's kind of like ramped up all of the drama and the action.
I guess, assuming, these are people that have been excluded from certain parts of society before, so they would have trust issues.
Yeah, well, his girlfriend can't touch anyone without getting into their body. Which is really weird.
Unusual relationship that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, they can't touch. They can only have bangy bangs in his brain because half of the show takes place within his mind, which is also really cool.
He can manipulate the whole world, so that's pretty cool, isn't it?
But he doesn't know how to do it yet because he's still schizophrenic. So, like, in the comic books, that's who he is. But in this TV show, he's more just, like, kind of crazy and all about his mind and stuff.
Yeah, having sex with his non-touchable girlfriend in his head.
Yeah, like
just
we all do.
Like, yeah.
Do you watch Misfits?
Yes.
There was something like that in that show.
Yeah, there was the character, in the first season, the black girl, if she touched someone, they had to have sex with her.
Yeah.
That was also wild. Some good scenes in that show, actually. So it stars Aubrey Plaza as well. We've got Aubrey Plaza as well as Lenny, who's like a demented, weird, like really nuanced, crazy character. You've got Jermaine Clement in it as well, so shout out to the Kiwis being on TV. And season two just added John Hamm as a narrator, and John Hamm is like one of my all-time favourites.
As a narrator? Like as in, does he sit there in a chair and go, this... how does that work?
So it's not a Rocky Horror Show narrator.
It's all more sort of just voiceover, or?
Well, the show is just so weird that it will cut to like a white room and kind of like exposition without expositioning. Like, it's just...
So John Hamm comes on screen?
No, John Hamm's voice just explains a concept to you.
Yeah.
So season two is all about whether what we perceive is what is really real.
I love a good narrator.
And like, because like a tick on a dog perceives the world through that medium, and only humans can go mad because they perceive the world as such. Honestly just this mind-baffling TV show. And I honestly recommend it to everyone. but watch it once and then watch it again. Like, have 2 hours to watch it because it's actually just kind of like...
Not really. It's not one you sit down with a young family and watch, is it?
No, I would definitely say either watch it alone or watch it, like, very intensely. Like,
are you... Is it what about if you just really... Superheroes don't do anything for you. It's not superheroes, is it, so much? It's more...
Definitely not. It's not like...
Superpowers.
The superpowers.
The superpowers.
Yeah, but there's...
Abilities.
There's no actual, like, fight scenes, really. There's, like... One or two throughout the whole TV show, I think.
Are there villains?
There's
like,
villains.
There's so, baddies? Of course there's baddies, eh?
Well, is the baddie his mind? Or is
what?
The baddie... Yeah, like, we don't know. And then in season two, it's like, is there 3 bad guys that we actually don't know? We don't know who the bad guy is. We don't know what's going on. And that's kind of, like, really annoying for me.
American politics.
But really great, yeah. Mm. Well, no, there's one baddie in American politics, isn't there?
Hey, can we just talk about what James Comey said last night for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Pay attention, you
guys. Ooh, he said he's not a fit, but he's not fit to run government. Treats women like meat. Awesome. That was awesome.
We love that here up here.
Anyway, so Legion, it's a Marvel Comics thing.
Yeah, Marvel Comics on FX. Really well written, really well directed, really visually stylistic. And
I'll tell you one that I really hate, which is from the other side, is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Shithole.
It's
show.
Just gone. I just, used to watch it.
No, it wasn't good. It's just terrible. It's better than that. Is it better than that?
Oh, way
Boom.
Better.
Okay, good.
There's like silent movie scenes. There's like a dance battle. There's just like literally the weirdest stuff you can see. Like, it's like if you took acid and watched this, you wouldn't feel like you're on acid, I think.
Imagine where
like it seemed normal.
Imagine where the Marvel universe will be in 5 or 10 years.
I mean, it'll be bigger than the Kardashians.
You know, like, good. Good.
Loves that. Good. Yeah, you've got to go watch it though, guys.
I was just thinking about just throwing myself back into that video of Kanye and
Kanye and Kim.
We get it. Clown, you don't like Bound 2, we get it. Yeah.
I don't. I don't like the Kardashians. I think it's shallow. Joke. I love that.
Yeah. So watch
this.
Pretty much
all we've been talking about off here the whole morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys could listen to what they talk about when you're not here, it's actually amazing.
Yeah. It's probably Jogo's last day.
Jogo's on her way out. She's going to go hang out with Kendall and Kylie.
Do Pepsi ads. Cool.
Oh.
Cool.
Okay, we're off track. Go
Dad
watch
Dad and
Legion.
My mum ran that person over. I mean, anyway, so B, we are off track. Where can people watch this?
I can't tell you because it wouldn't be legal. But it's on FX if you've got a streaming service that does American stuff. But yeah, I just...
Well, you've got friends in the United States, you can get to send you over a copy.
Yeah, sure. That one.
Sure. The thing is, all the stuff that is the whole show basically all about, is this actually happening, or is him thinking this is happening, or is he creating it without knowing he's creating it? Or is someone else creating it to make him think that he's creating it without knowing he's creating it?
All of those things at different times in different episodes. It opens in a mental hospital with a Bollywood dance scene. So if that doesn't sell you, then that should tell you. Also, if you're going to watch it, the color red is bad. Just listen to that. And if you see something red, you know something's bad. That's a little hint because I rewatched the first 2 episodes and I was like, oh my God, I get it now. I'm an idiot.
And you hadn't picked up on it before that?
No. I mean, I need to pay more attention. And now in the second season, they've got rid of all the color cues that used to be a thing and now they're different color cues. So. The show is so smart. Like, it literally.
I love extra for experts in show on TV shows. I love it. I love it when you just get when you just notice something. And you go, you know, they didn't have to do that.
Everything
really
is
cool.
Planned in the TV show. Like, nothing is like not planned. There will be someone's outfit will have one thing on it that will link to an episode two like episodes later, and you'll be like, oh, that person informed that thing, and this is all. Everything informs itself. Everything is so.
It's rewards for watching every episode, isn't it? Not just coming in on the third and then the fifth and then watching a bit of the sixth. And
If you miss an episode, you won't know at all what's going on.
Well done. Thank you, Sam.
No problem.
That is quite the stunning review.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
That was Viewmaster.